I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She was on a squad called the Cheerios, and her friends are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It's Watch What Happens Live with Naya Rivera and Dolores Catania now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in our West Coast Bravo Clubhouse with one woman who knows Ryan Murphy and another who's lived through American Horror Story, Danielle. My first guest is a triple threat. You loved her in Glee. Who in her spare time enjoys the multiple threats the housewives lob at each other every week. Now she's back for season 2 of Step Up High Water on YouTube Premium. Please welcome Naya Rivera. Hey, Naya Rivera. Great to see you. I'm very glad to see you, and I love that you're sporting some tennis tonight.
Thank you so much.
And she's Jersey royalty who's not afraid to call you a scumbag in the name of loyalty. Welcome back, New Jersey housewife Dolores Catania. Hey, Dolores. Great to see you. Naya, you're a big Jersey fan.
I am. I'm a big Housewives fan in general.
Yes. What do you think of Dolores on the show?
I think that Dolores is fabulous on the
show. Thank you.
How funny would it be if you were like, I hate her on the show. out here in L.A., the weather is sunny, but it's nothing compared to the disposition of one of our PAs in the West Coast Clubhouse. So I put him behind the bar because he'd be making the drinks anyway. Say hi to our PA, Austin. Hey, Austin. Great to see you. I don't know how I feel about how far your shirt is unbuttoned, Austin. I mean, like, that's, I don't know if that's PA approved. Crazy episode tonight, which we're going to get into. I mean, glass was broken in Mexico. We couldn't help but notice that Teresa was very Team Danielle during the entire Cabo trip. Take a look at this, Dolores, and I want your input on the flip side.
What happened between you and Danielle? And then you just say, don't talk to her anymore after the wedding. At the end of the day, it's about loyalty. I'm gonna go check on her. She's my friend. Danielle's kids are around her all the time.
That is so wrong.
I do care about. Well, last night you said a lie. Just because you don't like her anymore doesn't mean that we all don't have to like her.
Melissa, she's trying to make a point.
Well, she's the one that threw it first. They were best friends.
Right.
And she dropped her like this.
Who does that at somebody's wedding?
Exactly. Who does that? She said something about Danielle. That's strike 3 for me.
Thank you.
What do you think of that? It seems like there's no penetrating Teresa regarding this topic.
Teresa's very stubborn when it comes to certain things. And when she has her mind set on somebody who she's going to back, she'll do it. But on this topic, I wasn't at the wedding. But from what I saw,
yes.
I don't agree with Teresa.
Okay.
And neither did Danielle. Danielle apologized and admitted to everything that she had done.
Right. Naya, you acted alongside our very own NeNe Leakes on Glee. Were you a big Atlanta Housewives fan at the time that she came on the show?
Yes, I was.
So were you, like, plying her for info during breaks?
Stoked.
Yeah.
Stoked, yes. Yeah. And definitely trying to get all the information.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Naya and Dolores came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's Jersey, a glass was shattered, which made Dolores snap, while Jennifer continued to just be smashed. Here is a refresher.
Jen, you break a glass like that, you should get your ass kicked. No, who the are you?
Jen, don't go there, boys.
Jennifer breaking that glass triggered something in me. If I didn't walk away, I would have done something that I may have regretted.
I know when I should leave. Let me tell you something, Teresa. That girl's crazy and she's got a problem.
The girl
she's
had devil eyes, Dolores, all night.
I don't even know what happened.
She broke a glass like she's gonna fight her and pat her?
No, because
what
she...
is that? No.
See you later.
Sleep with one eye open.
I left my mod on to me, I can't.
Now, I love, you know, you. Did you know that Dolores is a former corrections officer in a jail?
What? No, yes. I didn't know that.
And I got to tell you something. We don't see that side of you come out very often. But when you were over there by the elevators, I was like, oh, yeah, that's Patterson Dolores, right?
Yeah. It took, you know, to get to that point,
yes,
it takes a lot to calm down. I knew I had to walk away.
Wow.
And the way, it was funny because Danielle was like in between us and Danielle's like, not Dolo, not Dolores, anybody but Dolo. And Jen was just
smashed. Why, because
smashed.
Did you think Danielle knew? Yeah, Danielle was
knows.
Saying to her, don't screw with Dolores because she knew.
She knows. Right? Danielle is crazy enough to know that point when she gets somebody to that point that something's going to happen. Danielle's been around the block more than
once. Wow. Yes. So. Okay, here's what. Back in Jersey, while Jennifer struggled to put the pieces of that night and that shattered glass together, she did not struggle when it came to owning her stuff and apologizing. Naya, we don't see this level of accountability on the Housewives very much. Watch.
I'm really liking these girls, so I'm scared that my behavior in Cabo is really going to affect my relationship with them.
No, I felt like we squashed things, and I don't know what happened.
Like the last night? Oh, girl, it went crazy.
I said no more cocktailing for us together.
I hope we could use this as the reset button and put all that shit behind us.
You scared me, Hannah.
But you started it.
I did start it. I apologize. I am totally sorry, and I hope that we can move on.
Don't ever break a glass in my face again.
No more breaking glass.
Ever.
In hindsight, I think I overreacted. Of course, the tequila didn't help.
In hindsight, I think I overreacted, right? By the way, I cried at the Hospital Heroes fashion show. It was very sweet.
It was so
very,
sweet.
Very sweet.
They were so excited.
Yeah. Second, recently on Jersey, instead of doing bench presses with her trainer, Teresa decided to press her trainer about his ex-wife, Dolores. Take a look at how that went.
The girls were getting on Dolores about you.
Just because she's not my wife doesn't mean she can't be my best friend.
But I mean, do you think that's holding her back from moving on?
Honestly, she made me think. Do I hold you back from moving forward in a relationship?
Because
I don't ever want to feel that that's what I'm doing.
I don't know. I don't really know what I want, Frank. This is my safe place. You're my safe place, too.
Well, I'll always be your safe place.
I feel guilt about doing something for just me.
Any,
I get
do,
it.
Do you get the sense that he's holding her back?
I don't. I think that their relationship's really sweet, you know, and it's like nice to see.
It's like he's my best friend now. So does someone's best friend hold them back? I've moved on. I've had many boyfriends.
Yeah. It's a very unconventional relationship. And here's what. Since Dolores has been blessed with not one, but two life partners, I want to go through a variety of situations. Dolores, you say if you would call your sexy man David or your exy man Frank. Who would you call if you had a flat tire?
Oh, David already left me on the side of the road one time, so Frank came to get me.
Okay. You would call your ex. Who would you call if you wanted an opinion on a dress you were going to buy?
David.
You would call David, your current. Who would you call if you wanted to meet for a nightcap after a rough day?
David.
Who would you call if you were horny?
David.
David. Who would you call if you were fighting with Teresa and needed advice?
Both of them.
Who would you call if you needed to borrow a little money?
Both of them.
Both of them. That's good. Who would you call if someone was harassing you at the gym?
Frank Catania.
Who would you call if you wanted to watch a sad movie and have a good cry together?
Frank Catania.
Thank you very much, Dolores. Finally, Naya may be starring in Step Up High Water, but when it comes to the deep waters of Bravo, is she willing to step up and sound off? Here's what, it's time for Naya Knows Best. I'm going to go through some Bravo stuff. Tell me your opinion. Okay, Jersey, do you believe a wife can control her husband? This was a big topic.
I did see that, and I'm not really sure because I feel like, you know, to say control someone is sort of like a broad thing.
Which newbie is really bringing it for you this season, Jackie or Jennifer?
Who's the one that broke the glass?
Jennifer. Okay. Do you think Teresa's blind loyalty to Danielle, do you think she is blindly loyal to Danielle because she feels badly about the whole prostitution whore thing?
No.
Since you have a ton of experience, what did you think of Melania's performance?
I mean, it's a hit.
It's a hit. Who do you think takes lower blows against the other, Margaret or Jennifer?
Jennifer.
In light of Joe's deportation news, do you think Teresa will stay with him?
Yes.
In Atlanta, will Portia's whirlwind romance with the hot dog king last?
Fingers crossed.
What do you make of Candy talking about Dennis's exes? Concerned friend or shady frenemy?
Shady.
Should Nene be more open with the ladies about her struggles with Greg?
I think Nene can do whatever the hell Nene wants to do.
I think she thinks that too. Are you into Mike Hill for Cynthia, or do we have another Will on our hands?
He's cute. They're cute.
Okay, thank you very much, Naya. Very good. Caroline, you texted Dolores. Why were you going crazy after the glass fight if it wasn't about you?
Because that triggered something in me. I really can't explain it, but I thought of all these things went through my head, like how am I going to have her not cut Melissa without getting cut? And I got angry, and it was just one thing after another that went through my head. I just got angry that she put us in that position.
Was Margaret out of, I mean, obviously you don't ever throw red wine on. Were you surprised that the wine got thrown after what Danielle said?
I wasn't, nothing surprises me.
On next week's Jersey finale, Marty makes a big splash. Here is a sneak peek.
You're a jealous mother.
Jealous of what?
Wish you were me.
Are you kidding?
You keep staring at Danielle attention because your wife doesn't have any.
You're insane.
What the is going on?
Both of you are going to come after me.
I hear yelling outside.
Not my husband.
You
are.
You say about my wife, you're done.
You emasculate him every time.
Get out of here.
Oh. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I know that's nuts.
It pushed him in the pool.
I know what his
phone. It pushed him in the pool.
Everything.
Oh my God. Okay, let's go to Carrie from Long Island. Hey, Carrie. I love it when the men get involved. What's your question?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Andy, what's up, man? Big Jersey Housewives fan. Really excited to talk to Dolores tonight. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. What's your question?
Dolores, before I ask my question, just want to say it was really awesome seeing what you did with your women's group this season. That was really great. So my question is after watching Margaret and Danielle's relationship just like completely melt down this season, do you feel like Margaret owes you a little bit of an apology for the fair warning you gave her last year?
She did apologize to me, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't expect it, and I wasn't looking for it, but she gave it to me.
Nice. I'm glad you two came together this season. Let's go to Alexa from New York. Alexa, what is your question?
Hi, Angie. Hi, Nina. Hi, Dolores. Dolores, hey. I love you so much. My best friend and I, we live in different cities, and we FaceTime and watch Housewives together every week.
What's your question? What's your question for Naya?
My question for Naya is, what do you think was the worst song performed on Glee?
The worst song performed on Glee. We had to do a Christmas song, and I'm not sure what the name of it is. But it was, like, very depressing.
Right.
Like, in the only water flowing's the bitter stream of tears. It's a classic.
Right.
I know you.
Yeah,
know
yeah, yeah. Let's go to Heather from Arizona. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Hi, guys. Hi, my question is for Dolores.
Okay.
I was just wondering, Dolores, did you see the writing on the wall with Danielle and her marriage? Were there any signs that you guys kind of said, hey, this is just another Danielle game?
Any signs?
Well, at the time, I had just said it, but I did not know them as a couple because her and I stayed very clear from each other.
Right. Let's go to Robin from Indiana. Hey, Robin, what's your question for Naya Rivera?
Hi, Andy. Congratulations on your upcoming fatherhood. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Hi, Naya.
Me too.
I was wondering if you ever spoke with Lea Michele after you liked her engagement ring post on Instagram, and what's your current relationship like with her?
I did not speak to her, but I mean, everyone sees Instagram, right?
Yeah. So you liked her. So that was kind of like a white flag, right?
I don't think there was like any beef.
Oh, there wasn't?
No.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good ring.
Okay, good. It's game time, everybody. Dolores may be an empty nester, but tonight my clubhouse nest is being crashed by nine little birdies who may or may not be chirping lies. It is time for my fave game, Bravo Wood Squares. You pick a square and listen to a Bravo-themed statement and then agree or disagree. If you're right, you get the square. If you're wrong, your opponent does. First to get tic-tac-toe, three in a row, wins. Naya Rivera will go first. Hi, stars.
Hi, Andrew.
Okay, Naya, pick a star.
Bridget.
Bridget Everett, center square. Okay, Bridget, what's your statement?
Vicky notoriously got mad when a company set a two-door sedan for her family vacation.
Is that true?
I don't think so.
You're correct. She was incorrect. It was a family van, a little family van. Pick a star, Dolores.
Lala Kent.
Lala. Okay, Lala.
Sonia Morgan has been known to borrow her brother-in-law's butler.
Is that true? Does Sonia borrow her brother-in-law's butler?
No.
Yes, she does, her former brother-in-law. Naya gets the square. Naya, pick a star.
Okay, let's go with Mike.
Okay, you are playing tic-tac-toe. You know the game. All right, many don't.
Lily's dog, Coconut, can only walk backwards.
Okay, is it true that Lily's dog, Coconut, from Shaws of Sunset, could only walk backwards?
You know, I don't watch Shaws of Sunset, but I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, that's true.
It's not true. She spun in circles. It was quite odd. Okay, Dolores, pick a star.
Margaret.
Margaret. Okay, Margaret.
During Leanne Locken's carnival days, she used to play with a boa constrictor.
Did she play with a boa constrictor during her carnival games?
I would believe that.
Yes, well, you'd be correct. All right. Pick a star, Naya.
Tom.
Yes, Naya knows what she's doing. Okay, Tom Schwartz.
Beverly Hills housewife Teddy is Bon Jovi's daughter.
Is Teddy Bon Jovi's daughter?
No.
You are correct. She's John Mellencamp's daughter. You get the square, and I'm assuming that you are going to go for Dr. Heavenly Kimes.
Sure am.
Okay, Dr. Heavenly.
Luann came dressed as Madonna to Dorinda's Halloween party.
Dolores, did she?
No.
No, she did not.
No.
You are correct. You get the square. It's Diana Ross. Okay, Naya Rivera, this game maybe now won't end. Can we end it? Yeah, yeah. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So
quad.
Pick a star. Naya?
Quad.
Quad, okay.
On Watch What Happens Live, Candace Bergen revealed that she went on a date with Donald Trump.
True or false?
Jeez, I don't know. True.
Yes, it is true. Yes. That is true. Okay, last one, Dolores. I'm assuming that you want Giselle.
Yes.
Okay.
No!
Ramona Singer accused Sonia of doing softcore porn.
I put nothing past Ramona, so yes.
No, incorrect. It was Bethany, and Naya wins the game. Thanks for playing. Dolores, Connor K texted, if you were Jen, would you have gone to Margaret's charity event after all the drama in Mexico?
Yes.
Naya, Jacob H wants to know if you ever heard from anyone at the West Side Story remake after you posted your audition video on Instagram.
Yeah, I just found out I didn't get it.
Oh, that was amazing. I love it that you did that.
Thank you.
Dolores, Vanessa K wants to know if you think Margaret had a right to be offended at Jennifer's comments about her mother's relationships.
I did.
You did?
Because Margaret prefaced the conversation with saying, I don't condone this.
Right. There you go. Naya, Kaylee W. wants to know, what was actually going on with you and David Spade? Were you more than just friends?
We're still friends.
You're still friends.
Friends.
Yes. Dolores Kristen B. wants to know when the last time you slept with Frank was.
20 years ago.
All right, it's time for my mazel of the day. Since today is Pay a Compliment Day, I thought we could go around and say something nice about each other. I'm going to start by giving a compliment to Dolores. Dolores, oh. I like that you stick to your convictions, and I think you have a fascinating background, and you are incredibly loyal.
Thank you.
So you now give one to Naya.
Naya, I think you're very beautiful and very talented and still very humble and sweet. And I'm very impressed.
Wow. Okay, Naya, now you give one to Daddy.
I think, Andy, that you are incredibly talented, such a smart businessman, and very fun to watch on television.
Thank you, Naya.
And a great future.
Thank you. That was so fun. Okay, no jackhole tonight. It's all positivity. I want to thank Naya, Dolores, and Austin for being here. Hey, everybody. It's Andy here with Naya Rivera. Season 2 of YouTube's original series, Step Up, High Water, premieres March 20th exclusively on YouTube Premium. You can see Dolores, of course, on The Real Housewives of New Jersey and on the mean streets of Patterson. Behind the bar, it's our PA, Austin. Hi, Austin. Austin, you having fun PAing on the show?
Yeah, you're a great boss.
Oh, that's kind.
He's great to work for.
What's he gonna say? Let's go to Reese from California. Hey, Reese, what's your question?
Hi, guys. My question is for Dolores. Dolores, okay. Give it to me straight, girl. Why do you think Juicy Joe will go back to his old ways when he gets out of prison? And do you think Teresa and Joe will stay together?
Why do you think that he will go back to his old ways? You said that on the show.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I'm sure he's changed in a lot of ways, but to me, whatever's in your DNA, you are what you are. He's like an old school Italian guy. People don't change. I am who I am. He is who he is. That's what I mean. In a good way, he will be who he is.
Will they stay together?
I hope so.
Let's go to Corian from North Carolina. Hi, Corian. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, everybody. So my question is for Naya. Did you ever hear from Big Sean directly after you sang his song, I Don't F With You, after lip sync battle?
No, I did not hear from him after that. But we actually did recently just touch base and just he wished me a happy belated birthday. I said hi and water under the bridge.
That's nice. Fine. Look, me and Frank can do what you could do. It's
yeah.
I don't know if that's Frank that sort of situation with him.
Right. But it doesn't have to be like that.
She's not moving in with Big Sean anytime soon. Let's go to Melanie from Texas. Hi, Melanie. What's your question?
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. First, I just want to say to Andy, you are a fantastic dancer. I saw you at the J-Lo concert
you
in
are?
Vegas.
That's amazing.
Oh, I was dancing the whole time at that J-Lo concert. Wow, thank you. I will say, I do hate dancing on television. So if you've ever seen me dance on TV, it's not the real me. But thank you. I'm happy to hear that I danced well at the J-Lo concert.
Absolutely. my question is for Dolores.
Okay.
What was your biggest regret this season, and what are you most looking forward to addressing at the reunion?
Oh, okay. I don't have any regrets this season, but I'd like to address that whole control thing at the reunion. because I'm still not okay with that.
Since we already did the reunion and since I'm in a fog, did you address it at the reunion?
We talked about it, but I gave my analogy of when you ask a man nicely to do something, they do it. It was all about presentation.
Got it.
I don't know where this word control came from. Everybody went crazy.
Okay. Last call of the night, Heather from New Jersey with a question for Naya Rivera. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Naya, and I wanted to ask, your memoir was so honest. Who were you most nervous to have read it, and did you warn anyone about it beforehand?
I was not nervous to have anyone read it, obviously because I wrote it, you know?
Right. But,
it was something that I felt was, you know, cathartic because I wanted to put everything out on the table about me. That way, like, nobody could say that, you know, they had anything on me or, like, you know.
It's very smart.
I was like, this is who I am.
It's very smart.
There you go. And then also, you know, I went through a lot of things that I feel like were really relatable. And,
yeah.
And so, yeah.
People really responded
to it.
Takes
a lot of guts to do that.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And thank you for my incredible baby gifts. You have a fashion line.
Yes, I do.
What's the name of the fashion line?
It's called JoJo and Izzy.
It's super cute.
Thank you. Yeah, I started it just like as a hobby and it's fun. And, you know, my son's involved and he likes it. And it's fun.
That's great. I want to thank Naya, Dolores, and my man, Austin, by the bar. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.